views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Let's talk about your juicy love with me, Una Drake. We explore relationships, dating, sacred union, communication, conscious love, healthy boundaries, and much more. As a dating and relationship coach for over 5 years, with a background in shamanic healing and metaphysical work, I've helped men and women, young and old, from all walks of life. My mission is to increase peace, joy, and love on planet Earth. So listen in and stay juicy.
Hi, this is Una, and we are talking today with Dawn Eagle. So, Dawn, you are an expert in toxic relationships and how to not only survive toxic relationships, but to actually use the transformative power of, you know, getting beyond a toxic relationship to actually transforming and soaring in your life. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here, Una. Let me address, first of all, the use of the word expert so that people know I'm not a therapist. I don't have any licensing or anything like that. My expertise comes from my personal experience and just a lot of self-research. And really, that's why I approached this, because I went through it and there was not a lot of information when I did. And so I looked at my own experience and realized that as I recover, I went through 3 stages of recovery. And what helped me the most is finally realizing that I could actually have a better life, that there was a personal growth that came out of the experience that I thought my life was over.
Well, to me, that's the best kind of expert. Mm-hmm. You're the expert who's been there, done that in your own life, and you now help people get through the process themselves. So, because toxic relationships, they seem to be pretty common. Like, maybe are they? Would you say that Well, first of all, I'd love for you to just. Yes, give us a little bit of background on your story, which you just did. But I'd like to hear maybe a little bit more, and then I'd love to get into like what is a toxic relationship? How prevalent are they in our culture, our society today? And then I'd love to hear a little bit more nuts and bolts about how you guide people through the process to, you know, not only just survive but to soar afterwards.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. In terms of my own story, of course, I will not go into a lot of details because it can take a long time. But I find what people identify with the most is when I share the change that happened in me from the time really about 15 years ago when I was a very self-confident, happy, financially independent woman. And 10 years later, when I left the relationship that I had entered at that time, I was, I really couldn't envision a future that I wanted to live. I prayed to be able to die, and I realized that there was no self left. I felt like an empty shell with nothing inside of me. And I couldn't see that there would be any future possible for me that I would care about living.
Wow. Yeah. And, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
So can you define toxic relationship? Like what is that? Because a lot of people, you know, maybe they're in a marriage and it's not as good as they'd like it to be, but, you know, or they have a few gripes with their partner or this or that, you know, I think mm-hmm. a lot of people are not necessarily like maximum happiness level in whatever relationship that they're in. Although, you know, most relationships are, you know, you can do some work, you can do some work on yourself, you can do some work together, and you can make your relationship healthier, you can make your relationship better. But what my understanding from what I know about your work and stuff is that a toxic relationship is different. Like, no matter how much you work on that toxic relationship, it's not going to get better. So can you go into that a little bit more? Like, what is a toxic relationship? How do you know if you're in a toxic relationship? How do you know if it's worth, say, trying to make your relationship better, or if it's better just to leave?
Yes. Well, lots of questions there to answer. I'll say, first of all, that generally what people mean when they use the word toxic relationship as kind of a generic term in a way is they're usually talking about what a therapist would call a cluster B personality disorder and other types of psychopathology. But it's usually those cluster Bs that are the worst. And that includes an antisocial personality disorder, what used to be called a sociopath, borderline personality disorder, and narcissistic personality disorder. We hear a lot about narcissism in the media these days. And I've heard it described as the dramatic and erratic personality Ooh. Disorders, because the people, when you're in a relationship with them, there tends to be a lot of drama. They're unpredictable. They're very changeable on the surface. But one of the keys to even the definition of a personality disorder is that they can't change that. And so their basic underlying personality has a pathology that is not possible to change.
Wow.
So again, I'm repeating information that I've read and heard from therapists. I am not trained to say this is the definition, but basically that gives people a little understanding of what it is. But I think what's most meaningful to people is really what are some of the characteristics? Like, if I look at whether it's my own partner or maybe it's my sister's partner or something like that, you know, what are the things that I'm going to see if that person is that bad, you know?
Right. Yeah. Well, because I mean, if these types of people, you're saying, so if you have a relationship or form a close personal relationship with someone with a cluster B personality, it almost inevitably will become a toxic relationship.
Yes.
And they can't change. So no matter how much therapy you go to, no matter how many weekend workshops you try out, it's not going to get better. Mm-hmm. That's what you're saying. I just want to be super clear so that people understand this.
Yes. It will feel within the relationship like it gets better for a little while. And that's one of the things that hooks people in mm-hmm. because they're very manipulative. And so they can be pretty intuitive as well. And so they have that sense of when you had enough. Mm-hmm. And then Prince Charming will come back just enough to hook you back in or give you hope that, you know, maybe this is it, this will change, maybe that can work now.
That brings up another question. Yeah, you said the Prince Charming, because, you know, another question that I have or that I think maybe some listeners have is, why would anybody get in a relationship with someone like this in the first place? I mean, it doesn't make sense. Like, if someone, you know, is exhibiting like super narcissistic or, you know, sociopathic or antisocial, you know, behaviors, like, you know, I don't pick people out like that to be friends with. Like, why would I hang out with somebody like that? So, and yet people get into relationships with these people all the time. And I have a lot of sympathy for that. I mean, I have some experience in my past. I won't go into that, but I have some experience with dealing with something like this in my past. And, that's one of the reasons I'm really happy to be talking with you today. Mm-hmm. You know, thank you for being here.
Sure, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, so why would someone form a relationship and get that far in with someone like this in the first place?
Well, basically anybody can get into a relationship with them because they are very manipulative and they know how to be charming. And they have had many, you know, they've had a lifetime of practice about how to do that. And so I'm probably going to mention several times in this interview Sandra L. Brown, who has done a lot of research into, well, she earlier in her career, she actually worked with the psychopaths and personality disordered people. And then she realized they can't be helped. And so she said the audience that's not being served at all is the partners of these people. So she's really the only one that's done a lot of research into who stays with these folks. Anybody can get into a relationship with them, but who stays with them?
Oh.
And we can talk some more about that.
Okay. Yeah. We just have a couple minutes more until the break. But okay. So that's really interesting. So some people will realize that they're in a relationship with someone who's not healthy, and then they'll get out. And then, but some people stay. And so we're going to be looking at who stays and maybe why. Is that right?
That's pretty close.
Uh-huh. Okay.
A lot of times early on, the pathological person will do what they call D&D, demean and discard. And if they get the clue that you're not going to be susceptible to their manipulation, they'll, you know, really run you down and criticize you and then dump you. Like they have no feelings.
Oh.
And so that's hard for anyone. But it's another way that relationships get ended.
Okay. Okay. So after the break, we're going to talk about, we're going to go into how can you tell if your partner is truly one of these kind of toxic partners or partners with a cluster B personality that can't change. And then how do you either, or how do you avoid them? How do you pick up on the clues, avoid them in the first place, or become one of the people who they won't form a relationship with, or that, you know, be in a state where you're not going to get sucked in for the long term with someone like this.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah. So I can't wait to hear that because it's so important.
Yes. It's becoming more prevalent. And so it's really important for all of us to understand.
Okay. Okay. I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Those red flags are hard to see if you've never experienced them before, but once you've been through it, you never forget them.
Okay. Yeah. Well, in from what you're saying, it sounds like some people might be kind of almost pre-set up to be susceptible to a toxic relationship.
In some cases, yes.
Okay. That's kind of scary.
Yes.
All right. And now we are going to break. Okay, we'll be right back. Thank you.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
All right. Well, I'm Una Drake, and again, I'm here with Don Eagle. And Don and I are talking about toxic relationships and how to, well, before the break came, we were talking about what is a toxic relationship and how do you know if you have one of these toxic partners or partners who are in the, have a cluster B personality disorder, which, as Don was saying, these are ones that basically their personality disorders that are fixed. They really can't change. So no matter how much therapy you get, how much you work on your relationship, that partner is not going to change and the relationship's really not going to get better. So it's really critical to know how to identify what's going on and then take appropriate action. So Don, how do you know if your partner is one of these toxic or, you know, cluster B personality people?
Yeah, it's really difficult, if not impossible, in the beginning, because they're so smart and they're so manipulative that they will put on a persona to be exactly what they think that you want them to be.
Mm.
And women who encounter them, especially who've never been through it before, will talk about this being the man of their dreams, the person they always, you know, like longed for. They're often called Prince Charming. And it's not a failure in anyone to have not recognized someone.
Okay.
And it's also not a failure to have gotten into a relationship with one, because, you know, it can happen to anyone. And the real differentiator is who stays long term and who doesn't.
Yeah, you were saying that some people will stay long term and some people will get out of the relationship pretty mm-hmm. quickly once they realize what's going on, or once the toxic characteristics start coming out in their partner. So who stays? And how do you know if you're maybe one of those people?
Yes. And I'm going to answer that question, but I also want to refer people to the work of Sandra Brown, because she has done research into thousands of these partners and identified what she calls super traits.
Oh.
So anyone who wants to delve into this a little further, I really strongly recommend her book that's called Women Who Love Psychopaths.
Oh.
And don't let that word scare you. You know, movies make a big deal out of psychopaths, but I think she says about 80% of psychopaths themselves are not violent. And she uses that, I shouldn't say she uses that, but in for a title of a book, it's used as kind of an overall or umbrella term that includes these cluster B personality disorders.
Oh, okay.
So don't be scared away by the word psychopath. It's really, she's looking at the partners of people who have stayed in toxic relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of those super traits? It's very interesting. She said she was even surprised by the research herself. She said they do not fit the elements of codependent, which a lot of times people will think, oh, they're codependent if they stay.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, no, they don't have the traits of a normal codependent person. Instead, they rate very highly on the bell curve, up in like 95 percentile on traits like kindness, empathy, generosity, strength. There's another one she says, it's slipping my mind right now. They're like risk takers.
Oh, okay. So I just want to be really clear. These are the traits or the personality general characteristics of the people who stay with a partner who has a cluster B personality disorder.
That's correct.
Or these are the people who the psychologically, basically normal people who stay in toxic relationships trying to make it better.
That's
Is that right.
right?
Okay. So all those things that you mentioned like risk takers, you know, people who are kind, people who are strong, have a high levels of empathy. Okay. Mm-hmm. So these sound like really kind of awesome characteristics.
Yes.
So like what would make them like just lay down and roll over for a toxic partner?
You know, it's not the laying down and rolling over. It's really the strength and the empathy. I know in my case, there were things happening that didn't seem quite right. things that bothered me. And I would certainly argue about things in the beginning and all of that. But I kept thinking, I'm stronger than this. I'm bigger than this. I don't have to treat him back the way he's treating me. I know maybe his self-esteem is low, although with a narcissist, it doesn't seem like it on the surface. But, if I love him enough, this is very common. If I love him enough,
right,
then he will be happier. He'll feel better. And the relationship will work. And I will see that person I saw in the beginning.
Right.
And that's the real hook, is that you know they're capable of that because you've seen it. It's what attracted you to them in the beginning. And so as you get worn down from the emotional abuse, you get to a point where you start to really believe, well, maybe I'm the one with the problem.
Wow.
There's this wonderful person that I met, and he's telling me all these things are wrong with me. And at some point, gradually, slowly, you start to question yourself.
Okay. I'm really identifying with what you're saying, because it's really hitting home, because you always hear like love is enough, love is the answer to every problem. And, I've been caught in that before. Like if I'm just loving enough, if I'm loving the right way, if I'm contorting myself into the pretzel, whatever pretzel I need to be, then it will draw out or heal this other person or heal the relationship. And okay, I'm just going to raise my hand and say, I've been there. So how can a woman finally recognize that she's doing this, that her partner's toxic, is not going to change? And then what does she do?
Well, the one thing I'd like to say before we wrap that piece up is, often women come out of these relationships, and it can be men too. This can apply to anyone. It just happens the numbers tend to be mostly women. But as they come out of these relationships, they tend to think that they're kind of worth nothing, and they want to change everything about themselves. And I think one of the valuable things about realizing these traits is to say, these are the like the way most people would want to be. And you don't want to lose that. What you need to do is to recognize that you have those traits. And so you have a tendency to attract this type of person to you.
Mm.
And so you need to learn then, how do I protect myself?
Okay. It seems to me, and this is a lesson that I learned myself, is that I need to love myself just as much as I'm loving other people. And I need to love, I love and protect who I am,
mm-hmm,
and honor myself so that then I can be the best version of myself for other people. I need to demand respect, and I need to give myself respect. Is that kind of where you would say that?
Exactly. I would. And I would say for those who get out of one of these relationships, when the first mild abusive signs start to show up, are the ones that have those kinds of firm boundaries and self-respect and are not willing to compromise those.
Mm-hmm.
And those who stay are the ones who tend to go, maybe he's right. Or a lot of times, like in my experience, I had not had a lot of dating experience. I was 4 years out of a 25-year marriage. And this was my first next relationship. And so I was naive, and they do tend to target women who are strong and who also have some kind of vulnerability or naiveness. So I'm sorry, I got a little off track there. I probably forgot your question, but...
We're just about to go to another break, but when we get back, maybe you can take us through, you know, I know you have a process for survive, transform, and then soar, you know, after a relationship. So, I think that you can walk us down, like, how someone, if they recognize themselves in this situation, you can walk us, like, how a woman or anyone in that situation can love themselves, set appropriate boundaries, and then move forward.
Yeah, and we'll come back and address that question you asked as well about how do I tell if they are? You know, I'm in it.
Yeah.
And how to, or how do I maybe advise a daughter or
a friend, a someone friend. That you see in a situation like this. Okay, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Well, again, I'm Una Drake, and I'm here with Don Agle. So, Don, we are talking about toxic relationships and how to get over toxic relationships. What is a toxic relationship? Who's susceptible to staying in toxic relationships? And we talked about most of that in earlier in the show. And now we're gonna get into a little bit, like, how do you know if you're in a toxic relationship? What are the warning signs of a toxic relationship or toxic partner? And
let me run through some of the characteristics really quickly. And then I'll talk about that question we all come to, which is, you know, how can I tell if my partner's pathological? Mm-hmm. You know, these people are very impulsive, and they have usually a high level of jealousy. They take ownership of you. That word objectification, if you start to feel like you're treated more like an object than a person, mm-hmm. may often be to satisfy their sexual needs or their needs for adoration or whatever. But usually we can kind of tell when we start not feeling good in a relationship whether that person is really treating us as another human being or whether they see us more as someone to be used. Well, a personality or a toxic partner, I will say, is someone who generally sees us that way as mm-hmm. As an object and wants to use us. And because they see us that way, they feel like they own us.
Right.
And they may be entirely different with everyone else they deal with. Everyone else may think they're wonderful. And that's hard because some of your own family and friends are like, why are you complaining about that guy? You're the luckiest person in the world, because they have no idea what you're going through.
And these toxic partners know how to manipulate the perception of everyone around them, because that's what they do. That is their modus operandi.
That's right. So, you know, one of the huge factors is that they lack empathy. They pretend sometimes to have feelings and to care, but it's generally that they've learned by watching other people what other people do when they feel something, and then they'll mimic that. But they themselves really don't feel very much. They are closed down mm-hmm. in their own feelings. And so that's what enables them to hurt you over and over and just be totally calm and cool about it. And it's, you know, they don't think there's really anything wrong with it. And they learn to use that because they learn that they can get control of another person in that way. So what are some of the other things? We talked about them being very charming. They really can fool anyone. They can tend to be, as they get into the relationship and feel more and more of their power, antagonistic. They're very antagonistic to their partner. They do not honor boundaries, and that's one of the early warning signs. Even if you're just beginning to date someone, if they don't honor boundaries that you set, that's a huge red flag, and it's a test you can use.
Okay.
So if you set a boundary with someone early on and they just ignore it or they don't honor it, give that a lot of weight.
Okay. I just want to pause here mm-hmm. and make sure that people take that in. Okay. Boundaries. Boundaries are really, really important. Let's all pay attention to boundaries. Okay.
So, you know, at this point, I kind of want to say, you can go online and you can find quizzes and lists of characteristics, and everybody usually that comes out of a toxic relationship, and that's what I deal with. I don't try to get people out. I try to help people get through the aftermath once they've left.
But when
people do come out, they're driven to find out, was my partner toxic? Is that why that relationship felt so bad? And then what are they? When they hear about personality disorders, well, are they a narcissist? Are they borderline? Are they antisocial? Are they a psychopath? You know, what are they? And it can be really helpful to do some internet research or to, you know, get a book and read it and things like that. But ultimately, what you will come to is that it's not about them. Really, you can identify if the relationship is toxic, and the very best way to do it is to look at yourself. What has been the impact on me of being in this relationship? Or if I'm still in the early phases of dating someone and, you know, I start to realize that my self-esteem is getting run down, that a person, usually that early, they're not criticizing you a lot, but you'll have some early intuitive senses that you're not feeling great about yourself. Yeah. And if that's happening to you early on, give it weight. And once you're in the relationship or out of the relationship, start looking at, you know, am I experiencing a loss of myself? Am I slowly compromising away bits of who I am? Am I doing things that used to be against my own moral code? Am I having intrusive thoughts where maybe I can't concentrate, or when I'm doing something else, all of a sudden I'm thinking about them or what they're doing or what they said to me yesterday, or are they right about me? If you're experiencing a lot of confusion and self-blame for things, the big one, and almost everybody feels it when the relationship ends, is, you know, am I crazy? Am I going crazy?
And I know sometimes it can feel like such a failure. I mean, I guess I'm just bringing this back to my own experience. You know, I felt like such a failure after the end of that relationship that was, in retrospect, clearly toxic. Mm-hmm. You know, clearly I needed to get out of it. But I felt like I had failed. And so I went down some of these paths. Like, I want an excuse. I want kind of an absolution from having yes. to make the decision to protect myself, essentially. Mm-hmm. Yes. But you're saying, hey guys, you know what, where you really have the point of power and where you really have influence is on it's with yourself.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. so bring it back there. Stop focusing on them. You focused on them long enough. Yes. Let's bring it back to you.
Yes.
Is it just to summarize?
Exactly. Okay. That's very good.
All yes. right.
And that's probably a good segue as well into talking a little bit about, okay, once someone is out of the relationship, once you've finally been able, and I'll just throw in there, you know, most people go through several breakups and go back before they can finally get out for good. So once you get out, you're really susceptible to being drawn back in. And I'll talk a little bit about that in a bit. But what I found in myself once I got out is that that initial, what I call that first stage of recovery, is really horrible. It's called the aftermath. And you think that you're going to experience some relief when you finally get away, and you feel worse. And you have all these feelings hit you. You do a lot of self-blame. There's just a ton of stuff that hits you, and you don't even realize that a lot of it is about grief. You've lost your dreams of what this relationship could be. You've lost a person that you've had such hopes for so long, and you have so much invested in. And then you realize you've lost yourself. And it's really devastating. So I call that first stage of recovery the survival stage. And basically, there are four things that you need to keep from happening in that stage. And one of them is you need to survive that other person, because very often people who have never been violent before in the relationship will become violent when they find out that you left. They're not willing to let go of their ownership. And that's a time, you know, when women get murdered. And so you need to keep yourself safe. You also need to not harm yourself. And that's mm-hmm. another thing, that's a high level of suicide during that stage, because like me, people can't envision that life is ever going to be okay again. And they think they're not okay.
Right. And they've invested so much in this relationship that's just given them nothing but heartache and pain.
Exactly.
And then they're leaving and they still feel heartache and pain and worthless.
Exactly. And so that's the third thing, is they often, in order to ease that pain, they go back to the relationship because it's worse being out of it.
It's at least a little hit of dopamine when they go back, and mm-hmm. at least the partner maybe treats them nice for a little bit. Is that
yeah,
right?
And maybe the partner's trying to lure them back in.
Right.
But actually, if the partner is successful in luring them back in, that gives the partner more power and more confidence that they're more in control, and so they can abuse more.
Oh.
And so, you know, the more time you're in that kind of relationship and the more times you go back, the worse the abuse is going to get, and the more damage is going to be done to you.
Right.
So the sooner you can get out and the sooner you can hold to that boundary of staying out, the better off you're going to be.
Right.
So the fourth thing is one I for sure want to mention, because it happened to me. And part of survival is surviving disease. And the subject of my newsletter, my Inbox Magazine last week was that, is your toxic relationship made you sick? And I was diagnosed 2 weeks after I left town. I had actually left the relationship a couple months before, and I knew I needed to leave the small town I was living in. And 2 weeks after I left, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow.
I have heard from a nurse at one of the breast cancer clinics that they now believe that about 50% of the breast cancer cases, about 50% of the women have been in abusive relationships.
Wow.
And it's not only breast cancer, it's other types of cancers. Autoimmune diseases are very common. Fibromyalgia is very common. Digestive types of issues.
Okay. Wow. 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 All right. So you mentioned your Inbox Magazine. I know we have to go to break in a couple minutes, but how do people get to your website and how do people get your Inbox Magazine? Which I will say, I am a subscriber to her Inbox Magazine and it's amazing and you should read it every single week.
Oh, thank you. It's called Survive, Transform, Soar. And that word SOAR, Google always wants to make it S-O-R-E, but it's S-O-A-R. Survive, Transform, Soar Like an Eagle.com. And you can subscribe to the magazine there, or you can go directly to a subscription link by adding /7, the numeral 7, secrets.
Okay, that's awesome. All right, well, we got to go to break. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you keep attracting the same type of guy over and over? Do you believe all of the good guys are taken and you might be single forever? Hi, my name is Deb Acker, and in addition to being the host of Truth Talk Radio, I'm an intuitive life coach and energy healer. I clear energy blocks to all areas of life, including love. Did you know that many times a thing that keeps us attracting the same type of person is energy related? What if you could complete this pattern for good to attract conscious, loving men? Don't think it's possible? Several years ago, this is where I was, and I went on a journey to figure out how to undo this for myself, and I now help others with this. I love helping clients clear this pattern for good to have the love they so desire and deserve. If this resonates for you and you're ready to be truly done attracting the same type of person, I'd love to gift you with my pattern identification session. Simply contact me on the contact page of my website, deborahacker.com. That's deborahacker.com. And let me know you heard about this gift through Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to connecting soon.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Una Drake, and I'm here with Dawn Eagle. And before the break, we had been through the first stage of recovery after a toxic relationship, and now in the last part of the show, Dawn's going to zoom us through the next two stages. So, because that's really important, and yeah. Dawn has been there, done that, and she can help you too. You can go find more about her at her website, survivetransformstore.com. And I recommend you check that out, but let's get right to those two other stages.
All right. Thanks, Una. I like to use the metaphor of the butterfly, and that in the second stage, which I call the transformation stage, is the time we've survived, and now we go into a cocoon. And that cocoon means that you really need to limit your outside world for a while. Restrict yourself to just very few close friends and family that you can trust. It can be, you know, really hurtful when somebody that maybe is a really good friend starts asking you, well, why didn't you just leave? And you feel like you're being judged and criticized all over again by someone that you really want support from. So you need to pick those people carefully. This is the time for you to surround yourself with in a safe space and to give yourself a lot of self-care. To try to eliminate as much from your life as you can. You know, don't try to go out and start a new job at this point. You know, surround yourself with comforting people and give yourself the time and space to discover who you are again. Sandra Brown calls it leading the gentle life because you need to calm your nervous system down. And towards the end of this stage, you can start to form a positive vision for your future again. But mainly, you're discovering, who am I? You know, I used to know, and I feel like I can't ever go back there. And I don't like myself, maybe even the person that I became in that relationship. And maybe I don't have a sense of self at all. And so, what do I like to do? For me, I started traveling. I just got in my car and drove, and that was really helpful. I had to make new decisions when I got up each day, and I learned about myself by learning, okay, what did I decide to do? So I do go through on my website, and I have a lot of other materials also that talk in much more detail about what you can do in each stage. And I also have a free report that if you subscribe to the newsletter, which is free, there's no cost. And when you subscribe, you get a report that talks about some of these things that you can do to help in your own recovery. So then the third stage, you know, that's the my favorite one, of course, is the stage when you leave that cocoon and you soar into a new life. And, you know, I use the metaphor on my website of a new dawn because I felt like I became a new person. And we also have that metaphor of a new day, and that we all do have it within our power to create a new day in the way that we want to do that. And yeah, we may have to string a few together in order to create some distance from that relationship we've had, but we can make change as we look every day towards that new dawn. So when we soar, it doesn't mean that we're fully recovered, but it means that we've taken a fresh canvas, and we have a chance to bring all the learning from our past paintings in our life to create that fresh start in a new life. I kind of like to think of it as beginner's mind combined with wisdom.
Wow.
And this is where we have that discovery of our true self, that self that's been with us all along, but that maybe we've covered up in a lot of different ways with life experiences, that can bring us really to a freedom we haven't known before. In our earlier stages, we've learned to love and appreciate ourselves and to not be so reliant on other people for our self-esteem. Because of that, we have a chance to start becoming more and more authentic. We become less of people pleasers. And we develop more compassion for other people from what we've been through. I know I can remember telling my therapist, you know, if this could happen to me, it could happen to anyone. Mm-hmm. Because there's no way in the world I ever thought something like this could happen to me. And so there's no judgment in me at all ever about anyone that's been or stayed in an abusive relationship, because now I understand why. And it grows our empathy. So these are some of the wonderful things that come out that it takes us a while to say, ah, there was nothing good that came out of that. It takes us a while to, you know, feel like there really was. But in actuality, there are gifts. We can look back after a period of time. I've been out of that relationship now for 5 years. And I can recognize that there are some gifts that have come out of it for me. There are still some hurdles in stage three. One of the hardest things and kind of one of the last things sometimes we develop in our recovery is that we have to learn to trust again. And that's not only learning how to trust other people without blindly trusting, but it primarily means how do we trust ourselves? And we have a lot of self-trust we need to learn to do again. It's also a time when people start to regain their financial stability. And many, many people have been financially raped in this kind of a relationship, and they find themselves left with debt that they have didn't run up themselves. They maybe have given away life savings, been manipulated in different ways financially. And so they may be looking towards a new career or some retraining or maybe starting a new business or maybe a side business to help with debt. The feature article that I have coming up this Friday, people subscribe before this Friday. I'm thrilled to say I've been looking for a long time for someone who can address the financial issues. And we'll have our first article by that person this week, and then we'll have hear from them ongoing. But the main thing is that in our stage of soaring, we get to learn that life is an adventure. And we become more more comfortable with some of the uncertainty. We learn we don't need to be in the level of control that we were in before. Mm-hmm. And we learn how to let go of things. And there's a word for it, actually, that's not applied just to toxic relationships. It's to really any kind of trauma, that's called post-traumatic growth.
Really?
And it's really the concept that you can take something that's happened to you in your life that's been really awful, mm-hmm. and you can use that experience to fuel your own growth of your own self and in your own maturity and evolution.
That's awesome. I've heard so much about, post-traumatic stress disorder, but post-traumatic growth, that sounds like a really positive way to take this. So
yes.
So again, let's just give people your website again and tell them how to subscribe to your newsletter. I just want to say again, I really highly recommend her Adon's newsletter for anybody going through the stages of getting out of and surviving and transforming and soaring after a toxic relationship. So
the website is survivetransformsoar.com, and you can subscribe there. And also, I have another report if you're interested in it. We talked a little bit about those things today. But at the top of the website in the tabs, there's one called My Two Cents. And if you'll give us some feedback on the show today, I will return this report to you that tells you how to tell if your partner is pathological. And I hope that you touch base with me, and you're free to ask any questions you have, and I hope you'll become a subscriber, and I really wish you the best in your lives going forward, and please just know it does get better if you can just hang in there.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Dawn. I really, really appreciate all the wisdom and hard-earned wisdom that you've shared with us today, and I know that this can really make a difference for many, many, many partners of partners in toxic relationships, to know that it can get better and to have solid steps that they can take in their own lives to move forward onto their own soaring stage. So
thanks very much. I really appreciate being here. And, I hope everybody will just pass this kind of information along if it doesn't apply to them, to people they know. The incidence in the country is getting higher and higher. And Sandra Brown says, well, yeah, they're the most sexually active people on the planet, so they're creating more of them.
Oh, no. Okay, so, yeah, Dawn Agle, survivetransformsoar.com, and do sign up for her newsletter there. Again, I'm Una Drake, and Dawn Agle has been my guest, survivetransformsoar.com. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake. Tune in each month as Dr. Pat and I co-host together, creating juicy conversations, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. I interview amazing guests, and you'll learn how to transform your relationships so you can stay juicy. To learn more about me or to listen to past shows, visit my website at unadrake.com.